This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So this is a selection of items from the Real Star Makers series, which is a video series that you may have seen on YouTube, but I realize I have a completely different group of subscribers to the podcast who may not have bumped into these, and so what the hell? Let's put this together into a little hodgepodge of six quick hits from Real Star Makers and that series of vids, and that is what you're about to launch into here with just a teeny little music transition between each. So when you hear the music, don't think we're done. This is actually six different tidbits all put together. Enjoy. Los Angeles is a town of specialists. So, yeah, you have range. You've worked in acting class to stretch your range, especially if you've come from another market. You want to show off your range. Yeah, Los Angeles wants you to do the one thing that you do really, really well, and they want you to do it over and over and over again. And it's after you've taught us what to expect when we bring you in the room that we start to trust you and trust your level of talent, and then you can start to stretch and show us the other things you can do. If you have one of those awesomely supportive families that loves to support you by saying things like, "Oh, hon, come home." Awesome. Yeah, it's because they're worried about you being happy. And the pursuit of whether you're an actor or a hyphenate of any kind in this industry doesn't look really happy to a lot of people. Especially if they're outside of it and they don't understand how much fun the creation part of it all is. They really see the struggle more and they worry about you. So it's from a place of love usually that your family or friends will say things like, you know, come home. Oh, you know, stop this fool. I had a great aunt who would say, gosh, I think she said it until I was about 37 years old. Oh, Bonnie, when are you going to stop this foolishness and come home? And I'm like, well, this foolishness, this is my life, and home is where I live. But thanks, because you have to trust. It's they want you to be happy, and happy to them looks like, you know, successful in a job that makes sense with linear progress and raises over time and the house and the kids and all that. That's not what many artists' lives look like. So just assure them that the happiness in your life comes from the pursuit, and that you're okay with that, even though it doesn't look traditionally happy, and hopefully they'll lay off the nice supportive comments like, come home. Rather than spending your energy trying to focus on what others need you to be, get real clear on who you are. Do research to find out who the casting directors are and who the agents are who most consistently need what you deliver, and then find ways to get on their radar. That is so much easier than trying to get in front of every casting director and every agent and every manager and every producer. Like, especially in a market like Los Angeles, that's not necessary. You don't need to get in front of each of the 600 casting directors here once. You would never be able to anyway. The goal is to find the 10 or 12 who consistently need what you deliver and make fans out of them. You'll have a huge career if you can do that. Your headshot is not a photograph. It's a marketing tool. I mean, of course, yes, your headshot is a photograph, I know. But it's a photograph that is a marketing tool. So it doesn't need to be the prettiest one, the most flattering, the one that makes you look skinniest or youngest or any of that. That's, I mean, it's great. Keep that one, frame it, give it to your mom, whatever. But the photo that's gonna get you called in on the role that you're right for, that's the headshot you need to be using, flaws and all, because that's what we're looking for. So there's this stuff called actor mind taffy that I love to talk about. It's this stuff that actors fill their heads with and spend a lot of time pulling on. And my philosophy on that is there's not a lot that actors control about the pursuit of the career. And so they're going to really try to micromanage the few things they do control, like how many staples you use to attach your resume to your headshot. Never in the history of casting has any casting director ever looked at a headshot and said, oh yeah, this looks good. Flipped it over, looked at the resume and said, oh, good credits and great training. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, wait. He used staples instead of glue stick. Can't cast him. It's never happened. But you would think it happens all the time, the way actors really worry about that sort of thing. You know, do research, find out what people like, but don't turn your life into, oh, I have to send a stapled headshot to this person and a glue-sticked one to this person and a printed-on one to this person, and this person never wants mail, and you'll drive yourself nuts trying to keep up with all that. You're never going to be able to please everybody, and if you run around trying to do so, you're never going to please anybody. So just get clear on what works for you, and the right buyers will find you, I promise. I have a formula for success. You're not going to like it. It's just like the weight loss industry. It takes hard work and discipline over time. Everybody's looking for the edge. Everybody's looking for the magic pill. Everybody's looking for the thing they can do that's a shortcut. There's no shortcut. It's hard work and discipline over time.
Thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.